A rescue operation is continuing, almost 24 hours on from a fatal helicopter crash in Glasgow. Eight people have been confirmed dead after the police aircraft smashed into the roof of the Clutha Vaults bar on the city's Stockwell Street at around 10:30 last night. The pub was packed with over 100 people listening to live music. Grace McLean was one of them.
The people who were at the doors were kind of shouting, like, over here, like, and people were kind of, like, helping each other out. And we got outside and just kind of trying to find all the people that you knew, like all your friends, managed to find everyone, and then everyone just kind of started helping the people who were hurt. Like, people had some head injuries, but everyone that we saw was conscious.
14 people who were pulled from the wreckage are also seriously injured in hospital tonight. Chief Constable of Police Scotland, Sir Stephen House, says they're dealing with an unpredictable situation.
Imagine the situation where the helicopter has come down and is almost literally sitting in the middle of the building. And until that is resolved, we can't know everything that is in that building.
Crowds have been at the scene of the crash for the past 24 hours, many gathering to leave flowers or offer condolences. These people told us they can't believe what's happened in their city.
We never expected to be in Glasgow City Centre.
I'm just sorry that my young niece, who frequents it at the weekend, and she's in a pretty bad state and she can't take it in.
Having a family myself, it could have been anyone of mine in there. You just wouldn't expect a helicopter to come into your bar on a Friday night.
Flags are flying at half-mast at government buildings across the country, and a minute's silence was held at all Scottish Cup matches today as a mark of respect to those who have died and been hurt. St Andrew's Day events in the city were also cancelled. A special mass was held at the nearby St Andrew's Cathedral earlier to offer support to those affected. Labour MP for Glasgow East Margaret Curran was there.
Archbishop Tattaglia gave a very moving sermon, spoke for us all when he said, "This is our people, this is our city, and we feel it so tragic." But we also feel a bit torn because they're in the depths of such a terrible tragedy. Glaswegians ran to it rather than away from it. So we're proud of our city, we're proud of our people.
A major investigation's underway to try and establish what made the helicopter drop like a stone, as it's been described by many eyewitnesses. Operator Eurocopter say a special team is on the way to Scotland to help with the inquiry. Police Scotland have issued an appeal for anyone who has photos, video or sound recordings of the crash to send it to them as they try to piece together what happened. From the Real Radio News Centre, I'm Fiona Winchester.